Dale.
Yes.
If you had, if you were offered the Carolina job or the Pittsburgh job, and they're side by side, which job would you take to coach?
Ooh, that's
it's an easy one.
Nothing against that. I like that Sidney Kidd pretty good.
Yeah. Listen, why do we have you on? Your brother's a star.
That's true.
Hey, we went with a hunter with a personality. Come on.
Oh, that's why. Okay, now that's I get why. It.
Is now it, I get it. Sorry about that. You're still a star in our mind.
Is it true? Here's Dale Hunter from the Londonites. Is it true that you submitted Mark's application to get him the hell out of there?
No, you know, something's a long time coming, but well deserved for him. He worked, you know, you guys all know how much hard he works. He's out there a lot and finding players. He's got a good eye. You know, it's from trading to drafting, and drafting is projection. And he's got what they're going to be down 2-3 years down the road. It's a tough call when you pick them at 15, 16, just like with National Hockey. They pick them at 17. What are they going to be like when they're 19 or 20? That's projection, and some make it and some don't.
Well, was Mark always looking for an opportunity like this with such responsibility?
I don't know, Kipper, if he was, you know, looking like he was out there. You know, there's nothing better than being in the National Hockey League. Here we're a developmental league, and players and coaches and managers and scouts, and that's kind of what we're about as a league. And we put good players, good people out, and it's just go from players to, you got Spotter, you got Pete DeBoer, you got, you know, now Mark, you know, it's good for our league, and it's good for players to get a chance to move up, and well deserved.
I guess when I was coaching Mark in St. Louis, I didn't envision him really getting into coaching and management. If we kept a drill going too long on the ice, he'd skate by me and say, "Okay, how about flipping the record?" Or you remind me a lot of Jack Tex Evans with your drills. He always had like a comment, you know, and he didn't really get into the new drill philosophy that much, you know. Basic old school guy.
Yeah, it definitely. You know, it's funny. You play the game, and we all have, and it's like, you know, when you get on the other side of it, everything changes from coaching to managing. That you see the bigger picture, I guess. Sometimes as a player, you see a little picture, kind of worry about yourself a little bit, and then we all did that. Right, Kipper?
Absolutely.
Did he ever?
Yes, he did. But when you come to the management or coaching, you know, it's a different thing. You got to worry about the whole team.
Dale Hunter is with us, the head coach of the London Knights on Hockey Central at noon with Darren Millard, Nick Kyprios, and Doug McClain.
So Darren was joking the other day that this has Don Cherry's fingerprints all over it based on their draft record over the last few years. Have you got any side bets on whether or not we'd see maybe someone from Sweden be a first-round pick again in the next few years?
No, I think anything, you know, Cameron is like, you know, you're going to pick the best player, and I think most NHL teams do that. You know, there's great players everywhere, and you know, definitely we're Canadians. We love Canadian players. We all do, and you know, there's good players in the States and over in Europe. Like, we had Olli Maatti here. We picked him, and you can see what he did. He's a character guy that just comes to play every night.
I want to be in the meeting when Mark has got a guy on the board and the analytics department start to break it down. And there's a bit of a discrepancy between the scouting and the analytics.
Now you remember Mark and Kyle know each other very well.
Oh, I know that. I'm trying to get to the meat of this, Darren. You know, it's not about who you know. It's philosophy. And where does Mark stand on this?
You know, Doug, it's like everything where me and Mark, we didn't agree on every player that he was drafting. And, like, he would outwarn me, but, you know, and he had to show me, or I like the player. I said, let's trade for this player. I had to show him why, you know, and it's like the biggest question is you got to sell it. Both sides, whoever which way it's going, has to sell it to each other and come to a common ground. And, you know, me and Mark, we argued a few times about players and this, and he'd come down, you got to play this guy more. And then, you know, sometimes it works out great. Sometimes he comes back down and he goes, holy shit, don't play him anymore. He's terrible. So, you know what I mean, though? You got to work together, and I think that's what's good about him, that he, him and Kyle and Brandon will be great that way, that you throw ideas off each other, and you got to show why you like this guy so much, or you don't like him so much. So it's going to be a lot of hockey talk going on in there, I bet.
Live on the air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, we're with Dale Hunter.
Yeah.
Live on the air.
Yeah.
On Sportsnet 590.
On the family show, Hockey Central at noon.
He starts bringing up arguing with his brother, and everything goes to the hell in a handbasket.
So, Hunts, if you're in a situation now when it's gut instinct time or hard facts between you and Mark over the last few years, who came out on top? The gut check guy?
Instinct, you know, again, it's a feel. You have to feel it too, and the stats got to back it up. And I think you put two together. I think you got a good combination where you are going to find all the facts, and that's important anymore. Where, you know, it's you got to find the facts, but also you got to have a gut feeling. And sometimes that's why players surprise you late rounds come in, because the guy had, his stats weren't that good, but he had tons of character, and he got better because of it.
I know how he got the job. I know how Mark got this job. He said, Brendan, Kyle, Dave, go to the National Hockey League stats pack, flip it over to where it says leaders in goals.
Mm.
And look at who's at the top. Rick Nash. Where did he play?
London.
London. Okay. And who else has 8 goals? Corey, where did he play?
London.
Yeah. So are you going to hire
me
or not?
They do develop players, Nick, in London.
That's not what you said fair.
Oh, no, remember we had a little argument in June in our seminar. Anyway, let's just, last night on Scotiabank Wednesday Hockey, Glenn Healy and Nick Kyprios had a to-the-point or whatever it's called.
To the point.
And the debate was, is Ovechkin coachable? Nick, of course, said he was. Grudgingly, he had to take that side. They made him.
I won.
And Healy said he's not. And I thought, you know, who better to ask?
You're the tiebreaker.
Than either you, Boudreaux, Glenn Hanlon,
Adam Oates. That's it. We've run out of
names.
Glenn Hanlon. Like,
and you.
Like Ovi, he's a special player. Where his strengths are scoring goals, and he hits people. He's a star person that can really, he scares the crap out of the D when he's forechecked, because he's a big man, and he hits hard, and he can score goals. And his passing is better than what everybody thinks, because he can make nice plays.
But we know all that, Dale. Is he coachable?
Yeah, he is. You know something, though? He's just, you know, he's not no Bob Gainey, you know, out there defensively. But by watching, I think Trotsky, I watched the last couple games, Trotsky's doing a good job with him. He's got him picking up the right guys. And you need star players. They're not all going to be, Selke winners, and he's not going to be a Selke winner, but you still need goals, and he will. He's got to figure out his defense a little bit more, and that's the only thing that that coaches sometimes question him about.
Just for interest's sake, though, we mentioned Nash and Perry leading the National Hockey League in goals. Ovechkin is third.
Right.
And who had him? But Dale. So maybe Dale should have had the job.
Well, my question is, you still haven't, who did you vote for last night? Kyprios, who said he is coachable, or Healy, who said he's not coachable? How did you cast your vote last night in that show?
If I was going to cast, I'd have to go with Kipper. I hate to say that, but I do.
Thanks, Dale.
The reason is that
you don't like Healy.
Players, and they're all are going to be sound defensively, and as long as they, as far as coachable, he's like, when I had Ovi, he never said anything back to me. He never backtalked. He listened to the video. He never said nothing. So definitely he was coachable that way. Where he tried to do what I told him, but, you know, like, he could have given me attitude. He had none. He listened, and sometimes he didn't pick up the right guys, but hopefully he's learning as he gets older.
So that, from my experience with you in Washington, he's more coachable than you were.
Hey, come on, that's being mean.
Hey, Dale, when are you going to, we've got this great new setup. Why don't you come and hang out with us for an hour? Come in, we'll take
you for lunch. He gets nervous when he gets into the big city.
Is that true?
No. You guys do great. We listen to you every day. So, and you know, I like it when you put Kipper down a bit. He needs that.
Oh, no. He needs to be put in his place.
I had my first.
Captain of the Caps. I always had to sit him down.
He's a little cocky, isn't he,
Dale? First 3 years, I had Dale Hunter saying, sit down, chum. Sit down, chum.
Well, you had two real good mentors there. You had Dale and Clint Malarchuk.
No, I didn't have Clint.
Oh, you were gone before Clint. Clint was gone before.
Beaupre.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Clint was gone.
And Bob Mason.
Yeah.
Keep it.
And Warren Strelo helped you out a little too. Warren.
Keep churning out the players out there in London, and you guys did a great job in Rogers' hometown hockey.
Quickly, before we let you go, we got to ask you. Like, you got Max Domi back. What's going on? You're going to trade him? You're going to keep him? Give us a little bit of CHL scoop here, chum.
Yeah, we're keeping him. You know, Max, he came back, and he's been great. He's playing both ends of the ice. He's been great for us. He's been good in the dressing room. He knows that we got a lot of young guys. We still got Bo out there. We still got Fedorov in Buffalo. And so he's picked it up where he's really taken over the dressing room as being a leader. So that's good. And Phoenix will love to hear that, where we've been telling him at both ends of the ice and being a leader, and that's what Phoenix is looking for.
I'm going to come down some night with Ty and watch a game. He's invited me down. I'm anxious to do that sometime.
We're short on time.
You enjoy it.
But if with Mark gone, yeah, you got to pick up the slack on chirping your goalie coach.
What's that job pay?
Thanks, Dale. Be good. There's Dale Hunter, the head coach of the London Knights.